This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Hundreds of West Virginians travel from the Eastern Panhandle to Maryland or Washington, D.C. every weekday for work. These commuters catch the Maryland-based MARC train, or Maryland Area Regional Commuter. But during this year's West Virginia legislative session, lawmakers debated the future of the MARC train in the state. As Liz McCormick reports, Maryland threatened to discontinue MARC's service to West Virginia unless certain provisions were met.
Next station stop is Harper Ferry.
It's almost 7 o'clock in the morning. The MARC train approaches Harper's Ferry, its last West Virginia stop, before making several stops in Maryland. The final destination of the morning is Union Station in Washington, D.C. The closer we get to D.C., the fuller the train gets. From Martinsburg to Union Station, it's a two-hour commute. The passengers from West Virginia tell me the MARC train was one of the main reasons they decided to live or stay in West Virginia, like 27-year-old Matt Myers. He's a Martinsburg native and a graduate student at George Washington University in Washington, D.C.
When we were looking for places, we found one that was only a mile and a half from the train station. So it's been helpful having the MARC extend out that far. It definitely helped inform my choice to live there.
The train is comfortable, well-lit, clean, and air-conditioned. There are big windows and power outlets to charge a phone or a laptop. There's a bathroom in the first car, and I'm told there's one car labeled the quiet car, where you aren't supposed to talk. Some passengers read, some work or chat, and others sleep. Another Martinsburg resident, 29-year-old Amber Darlington, actually moved from Maryland to Martinsburg for the lower cost of living and access to the MARC train for her job.
My partner and I really couldn't afford to live in Germantown for what we wanted, so we chose Martinsburg mainly because of the train and the fact that we could actually afford to live there. So,
the MARC train serves 300 to 400 West Virginia residents, just like Matt and Amber, every weekday. For more than 30 years, Maryland paid for the trains into West Virginia, while West Virginia paid for its three train stations. But after 2010, Maryland requested funding from West Virginia if it wanted to keep the MARC train in the Eastern Panhandle. In 2013, the Commuter Rail Access Fund was created by the West Virginia legislature for this purpose. But each budget year, for one reason or another, funding was never added. So Maryland began imposing a fare increase on tickets purchased in West Virginia, and over time, fewer and fewer stops were scheduled in state. Jefferson County Delegate Riley Moore says in 2018, Maryland insisted that West Virginia lawmakers take action to fill the line item in the budget.
MARC says, okay, look, you all have never paid us for this, and here is the bill. And the bill originally starts off from Maryland at $3.8 million.
During the session, lawmakers didn't find $3.8 million, but they did secure $1.5 million for MARC services, which Maryland accepted for now.
In the intervening year, what we are going to do is bring all the stakeholders to the table, which would be the counties, the towns, the state, and the federal level, to see where we can find funding from each source to have a permanent solution here for funding for the MARC train and also expand that service.
Moore says he's hopeful they can come to an agreement and notes ticket prices will not increase on West Virginia riders this year.
The next and last station stop is
Martinsburg.
Meanwhile, commuters like Matt and Amber are still concerned about losing the train. What would they do without the service?
Making the longer commute to Brunswick, but that would have been about 45 minutes in the car and an hour and a half on the train and then 30 minutes on the bike. So I'm not sure. We might have considered moving. Kind of hard to even think about, really. Yeah.
I moved to West Virginia because of the train, because of the MARC train. And if they cut the service, I'd have to drive to work, which is 65 miles one way, both ways, 5 days a week. And that's going to take such a toll on my car and just, I hate driving.
The Maryland Department of Transportation's Public Affairs Director, Aaron Henson, was not available for an interview, but said in a statement to West Virginia Public Broadcasting on April 5, 2018, a formal agreement has not yet been signed. However, the department is working with the West Virginia State Rail Authority to come up with a deal.
Now, Robin, Martinsburg, West Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look around, make sure you have all...
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.
Although Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is giving testimony to Congress on issues related to data privacy surrounding the 2016 election, a West Virginia congressman used his time to question the tech mogul on social media networks' influence on the opioid crisis. Dave Mistich has more.
Congressman David McKinley's concerns on the matter surround online pharmacies selling highly addictive painkillers like OxyContin and Percocet without prescriptions through posts on Facebook.
Facebook is actually enabling an illegal activity, and in so doing, you are hurting people. Would you agree with that statement?
Congressman, I think that there are a number of areas of content that we need to do a better job policing on our service.
McKinley cited recent comments from the Federal Drug Administration, stating that regulators believe nearly 96% of the 35,000 online pharmacies operating today are doing so illegally. Zuckerberg has said in the past that posts from illegal pharmacies would be taken down. With such activity persisting, the CEO said he will advocate for more sophisticated artificial intelligence technology to identify the posts, in addition to the company responding to illegal activity flagged by users. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Morgantown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by CAMC, proud sponsor of Appalachia Health News on West Virginia Public Broadcasting.